Okay, Agudin Chodesh, which Chodesh Kislev, the fifth shir in Tanya. We'll start from the beginning of Perek Aleph Tanya, the site Perek Gimel Danida, that's of Lamed Amud Beis. Mashbiyan also, it's talking about the Neshama coming down to the world. So when it says a few things about it goes there, what it'll be. Anyway, Mashbiyan also, Tehit, and the idea of Mashbiyan also, we said, is that it's given the kolchos to do this. It's given the kolchos to do what we're about to say. Yeah, I'm starting from the beginning. We'll learn the first parak today, Mitzvah Shem. Mashbiyan also to Tehi Tzadik Valti Rasha. Do you want to be tested on it?
No.
Okay. So we'll learn it again. Tehi Tzadik Valti Rasha. Vatilu Kololum Kulo. People who see the way you act. The yesod of the Tanya Bechlolius, and especially in the Inyan that he opens up with in the first Perek, is that the Inyan of Tzadik, Rosh and Beinoni, Alpi Nister, Alpi Koiches HaNefesh. Not so much for Poyol Mamish. You know, even the Beinoni, but Poyol Mamish, is what we would call a Tzadik Gomer. But there's Tzadik Gomer and Tzadik Shena Gomer and Beinoni. But it's all in the koyches hanefesh. What he did in the pnimiya shabo, what he's holding by, how he refined it. So that's going to be here. Afilu kol olam kulo omer l'chad tzadik because they see what you're doing. At tzadik atah hiye benecha karasha. V'tzarech lahavin datzan and avoy yisalti rasha b'tnei asmacha. And the way the Rambam learns there, the way the Rambam learns in Pirkei Avos, it exactly addresses this inyan of Hayei Benecha Karasha, meaning the exact opposite. Al ti Rasha b'tnei Asmacha, don't look at yourself as a Rasha. The Gam, now the Balatanya asks in Svara, because, Rabbi Yehuda used to say, because there are other Pshatim in the Mishnah, so you can't just ask a Stira. Vagam Amir Bain of Karasha Yeyo Lavovo the Yiya Otsev will be depressed. Velo Yuchalavu the Sashem the Simcha Ubutuv Levov Yemlo Yeyo Lavovo Samonav Shach. We're putting between a rock and a hard place here. If in Svara, if he looks for himself as a Rasha, he won't be able to be over the Sashem the Simcha. He'll be depressed. He'll be all saved. V'imlo yero levavo klal mizeh, then yochel only dekalos chas v'shalom, because then it means he doesn't care, it doesn't affect him. So if it affects him, so it affects him negatively, and if it doesn't affect him, that's even worse. So Rabbi used to say like this, bishlama, if you talk about a chote, so he should taka biba atzvus till he does tshuva. And then you do tshuva, and then you besimcha again. In other words, right. But the kasha is, we're talking about how a person should always be. So this monav shach doesn't apply to a chote, because he should taka be ba'atzvus till he's misakin. But it applies to the mashbiyan also, that you should always be. This is why you should live your life. So the chayr doesn't make sense. How can you tell a person, tei benecha karasha? What in the world is that supposed to mean? Hei benecha karasha. Acha inyan, kinem etzina v'gemara hei chalukas. Tzadik v'toblo, tzadik v'ralo, rosh v'toblo, rosh v'ralo, u'benoni. Pirush v'gemara, so that's not in one place, we said. That's a combination of brachas of Zion and Aleph, and of Samach Aleph and Midbay. Zion and Aleph, it says tzadik v'toblo, tzadik v'ralo, rosh v'toblo, rosh v'ralo, and on that Samach Aleph and Midbay, it talks about tzadikim, benonim, and rishon, as it does in Rosh Hashanah, that says Zion and Midbay. So you end up with five categories. Upirisha b'gemara and of Zion. Tzadik v'tovlo, tzadik gomor. Tzadik v'ralo, tzadik shena gomor. Now, b'pashtus, v'tovlo v'ralo refers to events that happen in his life. They're not a shame toar. They're not descriptive. They're not descriptive of the person. They're descriptive of what happens in his life. But uberaya mehemna, and he's going to go with this raya mehemna. in his explanation of the Inyan. Baraya Mehemna, that's the Chelek of Zohar, written by Moshe Rabbeinu, supposedly. Parashas Mishpatim, Pirish Tzadik Viralo, Sharab Shabo Kof of Flutov. He has Ra in him. This is the Tzadik She'eno Gomer. Viralo is also descriptive. Tzadik Viralo, he has an urge to do Ra. Now this is going to get very Londis. If you don't have time to learn Londis and Gemara, because you learned Afyomi, so you'll learn Chabad, and you'll have all the Londis you want. Because we'll see that it gets very subtle. Because a Beinoni really is said to fight the urge to do Ra and to win. Because the Baal HaTanya's Beinoni is a person that always wins the fight with the Yetzirah and doesn't do B'Poyel Mamish Ra. B'Poyel Mamish he wins, but he wants to do Ra, but he wins the struggle. And then already the Tzaddik, we're going to see, doesn't have a Yetzirah. But even in that, there's a chilek between Tzaddik Viralo, that he has an urge, but he's... So we'll see, because we're talking about, obviously, very fine distinctions. But he'll be explaining them. Now, let's just learn how he sets things up. So the Raya Mehemda says, Tzaddik Viralo is Harashabo Kofafoto, Begoyim. Begomorah Soi Perik Test the Brachas, that sums up Samach Aleph. Tzadikim Yetzitov Shovton. Shovton means it tells them what to do. That's Yetzihara is what's telling them what to do. B'chulu Roshom Yetzihara Shovton. Beinonim Zevezeh Shovton. Omar Rabba, we're going Ano Beinoni. Omar Abaya, the Shovet Mar Chaya, the Cholberia. Either it means Poshut, no one will be nichtav l'chayim, because if you're a Beinoni, everyone's also Rasha. Or Rashabak chayim, because there's no tzaddik yisod olam. But Kitzah, I mean, there's different ways of interpreting the phrase, the particular phrase that he used, but he's expressing a tmiyah that how could Rabba think he's a Beinoni? And what is everybody else if you're a Beinoni? But the Hovind calls their bar hetek. The Gamlahovin Mashomar Eov and Baba Basra that Perik Aleph, that Tezayin Aban Aleph it is. Yibonah Shaloy Labaros of Tadikim Bosa Rishon Vacholu. Now the Marshadir learns that Eov was spouting up Epicursus. But there are other sources, and the Balatanya is obviously going with those sources, that Eov was expressing a true state of affairs, not up Epicursus. He says, Yecholni Lifter as Chalodim and Adin. But the description was true. But what about Bechira? But Tzadik Rosh Lo Koma. Tzadik Rosh Lo Koma is a Lashon HaGemara in Nida that it says Osher Oni Tipeish Chacham Osher Oni Yagibor Cholosh. And Tzadik Rosh Lo Koma. Tzadik Rosh Lo Koma. So how could we take on what Eov says, Barasa Tadikim, Barasa Rishoyim, when there's no Gezerah of Tzadik Barasha, as it says in the Gemara Nida? The Gam Lohavin Mahus Madregas HaBeinoni. Let's understand what a Beinoni is. Now, when we say Beinoni, maybe our knowledge is from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, or from the Rambam, from the Sforim on Rosh Hashanah. So he, the Baal HaTanya, wants to be Sholel that. That's not the muhus, that's not the real definition of a Beinoni. Shebevadei eino machzo schuyus u'machzo avonos, which is what we're all familiar with. So he goes, first of all, Shem Kain, eich to'o rabba bi'atzmo lo mashu Beinoni. Even though the Baal HaTanya himself is going to say later that rabba was toya, but toya means, you know, Toya, you're not going to be Toya and say it's Yom now, it's Lila now. So Vinoida, it's Gemara Bava Metzir, the way Pasuk Pumei Megirsa, Atshafilu Malachamodus Lo Yochol Lishlod Bo, Veichol Yochol Litos Vamach Tzavonos. So that's out of the question. That's the show. But Od, he says logically, And this might sound strange, but this is the way the Baal HaTanya is looking at it. Harei b'shoa shoyis avoinois, even if he does one aveir, Nasser nikra rosh gomer. He's a rosh, he's going against the will of Hashem. That's a rosh. We don't look at the ledger, the chlalius. He did an aveira against Hashem's will, he's a rosh. Now, what he doesn't speak out is that the Baal HaTanya holds that until he does tshuva, and unless he does tshuva, so he's holding in the madrega of that chait. Theoretically, he would do it again. He didn't do tshuva, he's holding, you know. So that's what he skips over that stage. So he's always a rasha, even if you do. So the Baal HaTanya is putting down a hanocha that if you do a chait and you don't do tshuva, you're a rasha. We're not talking about now, and we're talking about muhus in muhus hadvarim. That's what you are. If you don't do tshuva, v'machaka chosik tshuva nikra tzadik gomer. So you're not a beinoni either. Then he makes a few suggestions and he rejects them. Vafilu ha'ivr al iser kal shal divrei soifrim mikri rasha kedisu v'perik beiz diyamamas on dapchav v'perik kamadunido that kal ha'ivr al divrei chacham mikri rasha. Vafilu, okay, now he makes a suggestion about passivity, someone who does an avera passively. Vafilu mishyesh b'yodol, not just passively, but he's not really even involved. No, but people mishiyesh biyod the limchos v'lo michon nikra rasha. Beg bog the shvuas. This is on the flamet tesamut beis and shvuas. A person who has the ability to be moche and doesn't is a rasha. V'koshtein v'kal v'chol meh b'mavato leiz a mitzvah saseh. In other words, I guess he went to divrei sofrim, so koshtein, but he was oibral isser b'shul divrei sofrim. Now he's saying, Yimavatal and Asay, but he still held it's a kal v'chomer and a kol shkein. So Mavatal is a mitzvah Asay. So it's not a drabon and it's a diuraisa, and it's not just yesh biyod the limchos, but he didn't do it. The Mavatal is a mitzvah Asay shev shaloi lekaima kamo kol shev shaloi lasik v'torah bein oisik. He picks something that most people have that aveira. Most people do that. Most people do not learn the optimum that they can, right? Sha'ol of Dorshu Razal in Sanhedrin, Kidvar Hashem Bozo V'goymer, Hikores Tikores V'goymer. So very harsh words against him. Upshita Demikri Rasha Tsei Me'oy V'yosud Rabbona, even though it's an Asay. And I would add, and also he held obviously l'chayra to kal b'chayma from yesh b'yod olimchos v'lo micha. V'yemkein al kocho chabein n'yem bo afilu avoyim bitol teira. V'mishimochi to a rabba ba'as melone shehu beinoni. He was like posik pumim negirso, but he said he was a beinoni. Because a beinoni in the Baal HaTanya's world, the word beinoni, the real meaning is, we're going to see, I mean, he's going to develop this thought for quite a few prokim, but the real meaning boils down to zevazeh shoyftan, right? Tzadikim yetzah toiv shoyftan, rishoam yetzah ra shoyftan, meaning tells them what to do, has influence over them, and beinoni zevazeh shoyftan. But b'poyo mamish, he holds, he did nothing wrong. If he did something wrong, he'd be a rasha. B'hodi amrinam, but we can't deny that Bada Amina Bialmo the Maxal Maxal Mikri Bainani Virov Zhuyas Mikri Tzadik Hushem Hamushal. You know you sowed in logic, or you sowed in other things you might come across learning, or you sowed in Chazal, that there's a Shem Ha'etzem. It is Nagay bin Shemus of Hashem, even it's again all Shemus. There's a shame ha'etzem, it's called, the essence of the thing. There's a shame ha'towar, where you're describing the thing. And then there's a shame ha'mushal. Shame ha'mushal, as it's